You know, in Tigers baseball history, we have a man named Ty who has set many records and goes down in the baseball books as one of the greatest players all time.
Yeah, that's sure. True.
Yeah. Yesterday, another Ty.
Not as well known.
Not as well known. Tyler is not known as well known as Tyrus. But it was pretty incredible. If you're listening in with Dan and Jim, Tyler Alexander got on a strikeout roll and at some point achieved...
Alexander sets the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him on strike.
My goodness.
9 in a row, and even Tyler Alexander can't hide the smile on his face as he ties the American League record for consecutive strikeouts. 9 in a row for Tyler Alexander.
How about that?
And then he hits the next batter, but strikes out the next one. So 10 straight outs. He was one strikeout away from tying the all-time record set by Tom Seaver in 1970. Yeah. I was trying to imagine that in future considerations. Yeah, Tom Seaver and Tyler Alexander holding the major. Nothing against you, Tyler Alexander. Just doesn't, you know, sometimes a name just doesn't seem that...
Maybe a name that does stick eventually.
Well, wouldn't that be nice if this is the start of something big for Tyler Alexander?
Yeah, let's hope. Now, he did set a Major League Baseball record, right? Now, the 9 consecutive strikeouts are a Major League record for a reliever.
Oh, you see.
Former Yankees reliever Ron Davis, this is according to MLB.com, former Yankees reliever Ron Davis struck out 8 consecutive California Angels back on May 4th of 1981.
Oh.
So Tyler Alexander did set a record for a reliever.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It was also fun to hear him talking about tying, as far as any pitcher goes, a record. And it just so happens that when that was done back in 2012 by another Detroit Tiger, of course our microphones were there.
The windup. The 1-2.
Strike 3! Called!
Oh, my goodness.
9 consecutive strikeouts by Doug Fister. Oh, man!
That is a new American League record.
How about that?
Yeah,
so
like
now Doug Fister
ago.
And Tyler Alexander are both now in the record books. And both Tigers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, both Tigers, right.
And wasn't it nice to hear a crowd cheering behind?
Yeah, that was the big difference.
We did have the crowd noise yesterday, and I think Dan even said that if there was a crowd, you know, Tyler would have been getting a big standing ovation.
I guess.
Oh, I think so.
But, yeah. So there was a fun moment in the disappointing sweep of the doubleheader.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, that and when a former Tiger dropped the fly ball in the outfield.
Yeah.
I loved what, of course, everybody I'm talking about, Nick Castellanos. He hit 2 home runs against the Tigers yesterday. But I love what the Tigers Twitter page did. It said, we scored 3 runs after a drop by the right fielder.
they didn't even say his name.
By the right fielder.
I gotta say, in Castellanos' defense, though, man, that was a center fielder's ball.
It was, yeah, it was.
The
it
wind wasn't. Was carrying it, and that should have been a triple. It's changed the scoring. That was a tough ball.
Yeah,
but he had to range so far. I'm like, what are you doing over there, Nick? Where was your center fielder offering no help?
Yeah.
And that was an exciting moment. Oh my gosh, we tied the game. How cool after doing nothing all day, and then.
Right.
Well,
maybe they needed the day off here, and let's hope with St. Louis that it's not as bad as
Miami.
Yeah, right. Not as bad as Miami, so that way they can play some ball tomorrow.
Well, stay tuned. We will keep you up to date. Your Tigers baseball station for 53 consecutive years, and doing our best in this 2020-60 game season.